这个书念的妇人啊，接待以利沙先知。
And how the Shunammite woman took care of Elijah.
哦，她本身啊，从神得到一些回应。
And she received a reward from God.
哦，第一个就是得到一个儿子。
And the first was that she received a son.
啊，那后来儿子死了。
And after the son died.
啊，她去找以利沙。
She went and found Elijah.
啊，结果祷告以后，儿子又活过来。
And after prayer, her son was revived.
啊，这都是非常大的恩典。
And this is an amazing grace.
啊，有很多人很想要儿子。
And a lot of people really want a son.
哦，那我们就知道说，有孩子啊，确实是神给我们的产业。
And we know that children are the inheritance from God.
那如果这是产业，失去的儿子，那是何等的心痛。
And that if we lose this inheritance and we lose our son, then we will be brokenhearted.
哦，但是神能够叫他再复活。
But God is able to revive him.
那书念的妇人哈，还得到一个很大的恩典或者体验。
And the Shunammite woman, she received a really big experience.
哦，所以这个告诉我们呢，我们在生活中如果懂得爱人哈，这是一种智慧，也是福气。
And it reminds us that in this world, if we know how to love others, then it is a very big blessing.
啊，神给我们很多的恩典啊，如果我们自己把神的恩典自己独享啊，那当然是不错的。
God has given us a lot of grace, and if we take and enjoy this grace, that is not wrong.
啊，但是施比受更有福。
But it is better to give than it is to receive.
啊，我们如果跟别人来分享神的恩典，我们会从神得到更多的恩典。
If we know how to share with others the grace of God, then we will receive more grace from God.
哦，那这些更多的恩典就是我们的体验。
And this greater grace is our experience.
那体验啊，我们信仰就会活泼。
And when we experience God, then our faith becomes alive.
哦，所以信仰要活泼啊，要学习付出。
And if we want our faith to be alive, then we must learn to serve.
哦，付出是一种爱心。
And to give out is a type of love.
啊，懂得爱别人，神一定会爱我们。
That if we know how to love others, then God will love us.
啊，看列王记下第八章。
Turn to 2 Kings chapter 8.
啊，列王记下的第八章。
2 Kings chapter 8.
啊，第八章从第一节一直到第六节。
From verse 1 to verse 6.
好。这个第一节到第六节啊，在讲书念妇人得到另外一个恩典。
And so here it talks about the other blessing from the Shunammite woman.
啊，我们看第一节。
Let's look at first one.
以利沙曾对所救活的之子的那个妇人说：“你跟你的全家要起身往你可住的地方去，因为主命饥荒降在这地七年。”哦，第二节。
First two.
啊，妇人就起身照神人的话，带着全家往非利士地去住了七年。啊，这个地方在讲啊，以利沙预言啊，因为他知道哦，神要降饥荒在地上七年。
And here it records how Elijah prophesies that the Lord has decreed a famine on the land for 7 years.
啊，因为整个历史跟大自然界都是神在掌控的。
Because all of history and all of nature is all in God's control.
啊，所以这个七年哈啊，以利沙就先告诉这个妇人。
And so Elijah first told this Shunammite woman about the 7 years.
啊，所以可见神的恩典呢、啊，真的临到这个妇人的全家。
And so that God's blessing truly came to her and her family.
啊，一人行善，全家蒙福。
That when you have one righteous person, the whole family benefits.
哦，所以这个书念的妇人啊，她像赞美诗里面讲啊，是他们家庭里面啊得恩典的一个管道。
And so just as like the hymn, this woman became the channel of blessing for her whole family.
哦，那第二节哈。
Verse two.
妇人就起身照神的话，带全家哦，她带全家到非利士地住七年。
And so she brought her whole family to the land of Philistines to live for 7 years.、哦、
那这个全家就在饥荒当中啊，生活没有困难。
And so that they lived throughout the famine without any difficulty.、
哦、 那今天来说，啊，饥荒是什么？
And what is a famine for us today?
哦，饥荒就是没东西吃了。
A famine is when there's nothing to eat.
啊，今天我们的东西是从钱买来的。
Today, what we have, we buy with money.
啊，钱从哪里来？
Where does money come from?
钱从上班来的。
Money comes from our work.
哦，所以啊，如果我们失去了工作。
And so if we lose our job,
啊，生活就会有困难。
Then our lives will face difficulties.
可能这就是饥荒。
And this could be a famine.
用另外一种形式来了解。
And from another perspective.
哦，所以哦，如果哦，我们所做的蒙神喜悦。
If what we do is according to, is pleasing to the God.
圣经说，先求神的国跟神的义。
And the Bible tells us to first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
日用的饮食，神要给我们。
And all this will be given to us.
也就是说，我们生活的需要，神会借着我们的工作给我们。
In other words, what we need in our daily lives, God will give it to us through our work.
所以每一个在上班的都一直在想我会不会被 lay off?
So each of us who are working will are constantly wondering, will I be laid off?
但是当我们信主耶稣之后，
But after we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们在信仰上一直在追求。
Then in our faith, we continue to pursue.
追求神的国，神做我生命的主宰。
And we pursue God's kingdom and God to be our king.
追求神的义就是我们在彼得后书里面所查考的这些。
And we pursue his righteousness, which is what we study in 2 Peter.
那神就会有很奇妙的方法来安排让我们工作上能够继续下去，这个工作结束，神又安排另外一个工作，再继续又有另外一个工作，让我们生活没有困难。
Then God will miraculously arrange our work so that after one job, we'll have another job or another, and we will not run into difficulties.
所以我们不需要忧虑，不是因为我找到一个铁饭碗，我可以做到退休。
And so we do not need to. The reason we're not anxious is not because we have found the golden rice bowl of work.
我们不需要忧虑，是因为我有一个天父。
The reason we are not anxious is because I have a heavenly Father.
他已经应许我求他的国、他的义，我生活的需要会给我。
It is because I seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and He will provide for me all the other things.
这个是可以体验的，这不是理论。
And this is something that we can experience. It is not theology.
所以这个妇人七年饥荒靠着伊丽莎给她的建议就解决了。
And so the Shunammite woman, she relied on Elijah's suggestion, and she passed the 7 years.
那现在回来以后，她发现另外一个困难。
And now that she has returned, she discovered another issue.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
七年完了，那妇人从非利士地回来。就出去为自己的房屋、田地哀告王。这个地方讲妇人回来了，她就去哀求王了。
And here it says that the woman came back and she went to the king.
那为什么要哀求王
？And why did she go to the king to beg？
就是因为她的房子被占了。
Because her house and her land was taken.
看起来她是。占他的不愿意的还他。
And so somebody who took it and was not willing to return it to her.
那现在发现了另外一个巧合。
And now another coincidence happened.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
基哈西告诉王伊丽莎如何使死人复活，恰巧伊丽莎所救活儿子那妇人为自己的房屋田地来求告王，这里记载一个话叫恰巧。
And here it's quite a coincidence.
那真的是恰巧吗
？Is it truly a coincidence?
当然不是恰巧，这是神的安排嘛。
Of course not. It is God's arrangement.
在路德记里面。
In the book of Ruth.
我们看这个路德对拿俄米非常好。
We can see that Ruth was really good to Naomi.
结果就跟着拿俄米回到她的故乡伯利恒。
And she went back with Naomi.
那没东西是怎么办呢
？And there was nothing to eat, so what would they to do?
就到田间去捡麦穗。
And so she went to the field to collect the wheat.
结果她来到了波阿斯的那一块田。
And she arrived at Boaz's land.
那恰巧波阿斯也到了那个地方。
And it just so happened that Boaz also arrived then.
在一个对的时间来到对的地方，遇见对的人。
Going to the right place at the right time to meet the right person.
这有三个恰巧。
Here are three coincidences.
那这个三个恰巧真的是恰巧吗？
But are these three truly coincidences?
当然不是，是神的安排。
Of course not. This is according to God's arrangement.
那就在那个地方，波阿斯对他讲很多的恩言。
And at that time, Boaz gave her a lot of grace.
给他很多的麦穗。
Gave her a lot of wheat.
甚至以后跟他结婚。
And eventually also married her.
这个是神的安排。
And this is God's plan.
所以我们回到列王记下第八章。
So we turn back to 2 Kings chapter 8.
这个地方讲恰巧啊。
Here it says it's a coincidence.
那个妇人也来到王的面前。
That the woman came just as Elijah was talking.
第五节下半句。
And the second half of verse.
基亚西说：“我主，我王就是这个妇人啊，是他的儿子，就是以利沙所救活的。”
So the second half of verse 5, it says Gehazi said, "This is the woman, my lord."
所以有基哈西就是伊丽莎的仆人在那个地方来告诉王这一个妇人，所以就到了第六节。
So here we have Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, telling the king. And if we look at verse 6.
王问那个妇人，他就把那事告诉王于是王为他派了一个太监，凡是这个妇人的都归还给他所以后来他的问题就得到解决。
And so her issue was resolved.
为什么？
Why?
因为神帮助他。
Because God helped her.
所以我们跟神的关系如果很好真的是一无挂虑。
And so truly, if our relationship with God is good, we have a carefree life.
神知道我们的将来，神会预先预备我们的需要。
God knows our future, and He will prepare in advance.
神知道我们现在的困难所以神会有奇妙的方法帮助我们解决困难。
He knows our difficulties today, and He will provide a miraculous way resolve our difficulties.
因此，苏念的妇人真的她的信心带给她很多的体验。
And so, truly, the Shunammite woman, her faith brought about a lot of experiences.
那我们先来看第六章，列王记下第六章。
So, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6.
好，还没有进入第六章之前我们来看第四章。
Chapter
4. 第四章38节。
Chapter 4, verse 38.
到41节。
To 41.
再讲。先知门徒中有的吃的有毒的东西。
So here it talks about how the company of prophets they ate something that had poison in it.
我们看三十八节。
Let's look at verse 38.
先知又来到吉甲，遇见饥荒。先知的门徒坐在他面前，吩咐仆人说：“你将大锅放在火里，先给门徒熬汤。那有一个人去田里掐菜，遇见个野瓜然后就把这个瓜带回来，就煮汤给大家吃然后在吃的时候四十节
，verse 40
倒出来给众人吃都喊着说那锅中有致死的毒物，所以众人不能吃然后。四十一节。
Verse 41.
伊丽莎说：“拿点面来，就把面撒在锅中，倒给人，众人就吃，锅中就没有毒了。”所以这是一个神迹。
And so this is a miracle.
这是致命的毒物。
And it was
在第四十节
So it was solving the poison in the stew.
然后面撒下去那个毒就没有了。
But the second there was a flour in the stew, then the poison would disappear.
那这个致命的毒物当然没有伊丽莎就没有办法解决。
And so if without Elijah, this death in the pot would not be resolved.
啊，这会让人死的。
And it will cause people to die.
啊，吃下去会让人死。
After they eat it, they will die.
啊，那今天呢？啊，我们在教会里面呢，啊，因为在美国比较少遇到，啊，如果在其他地区要常常，啊，不小心喝错了，喝到毒药什么，结果祷告都得医治。
And this is less common in America, but in other places, if you eat the wrong thing, you can die, and so you need to pray for healing.
哦，那在属灵上来讲，哈，所谓毒啊，啊是什么
？And if we look at it spiritually, what does it mean for something that is poisonous?
啊，毒就是罪嘛。
And poison is sin.
哦，所以我们所吃的东西呀，有很多是对我们不好的。
And so there are a lot of things that we eat that might not be good for us.
哦。所谓吃啊，就是说我们平常在看电视的、看这些啊，所吸收的东西啊。
And what I mean by eat could be what we watch on TV or what we receive.
哦，那我们如果啊一直消耗这个世界上的娱乐。
And if we continue to take in the enjoyment of this world.
这个世俗啊，就会渐渐进到我们内心了。
Then the worldly thoughts will slowly come into our hearts.
哦，所以我们的啊所领受所谓的精神粮食哦，要经过属灵上的净化。
And so whatever we take part in, it has to go through a spiritual purification.
啊，也就是说啊，用神的话来过滤。
Which is that we filter it through God's words.
哦，跟神的话啊不一样的啊，那我们就不要领受。
And if it is contrary to the words of God, then we should not take part in it.
哦，所以，哦，我们信主之后呢，要有选择。
And so after we become Christian, we should have a choice.
哦，那这样啊，我们的灵性就不会受到亏损。
And in this way, our faith will not deteriorate.
哦，所以电视能不能看，这不是能跟不能的问题。
And so whether or not we can watch TV, this is not the question.
哦，这是我们看什么。
It is whatever we're watching.
我们为什么要看？
Why do we want to watch it?
哦，那需要有一个属灵的分辨力。
And we need to have a spiritual discernment.
哦，那这属灵的分辨力啊，就是从神来的。
And this spiritual discernment comes from God.
哦，那这样啊，我们吃的就不至于死。
So that after we eat it, we will not die.
好，我们再看四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
这个四十节到四十四节。
Verse 40 to 44.
啊，在讲二十个饼让啊一百个人吃饱。
There was 20 loaves of bread that fed 20 people.
哦，我们看四十二节。
42.
啊，有一个人从啊巴利沙利沙来，带着出熟的大麦做的饼子20个，并且新穗子装在口袋送给神人。神人说：“把这给众人吃。”啊。二十个饼啊
，20 loaves of bread。
啊，我不晓得那个饼有多大。
I don't know how big these bread were。
啊，但是要给100个人吃。
But to give it to 100 people。
啊，所以连仆人也有问题啊，这个100人要怎么吃饱
？So even the servant had this question: How is it to feed 100 people？
啊，那伊丽莎说：“只管给众人吃吧。
”But Elijah said: Just give it to the people。
哦，那为什么伊丽莎这么有信心呢？20个饼，100个，你就给他吃啊？
Why did Elijah have so much faith that, oh, we have 20 loaves of bread, just give it to the people?
下面说，因为神的话，神如此说，所以神有告诉他。
And it follows to say, because this is what the Lord says, so this is what God had told him.
哦，我们有一个传道啊，带着这 video cam 到加拿去录啊，有4个死人复活的见证。
And we had a preacher who brought his video camera to record the resurrection of a lady.
啊，其中啊有一个就是我们的福音传到一个村庄。
And it was in one of the villages that we were preaching in.
啊，那正在举办联恩布道会。
And it was in the middle while we were conducting the spiritual convocation.
哦，那忽然间呢、啊，就有人来告诉教会的工人呢、啊，说啊有一个信徒死了。
And suddenly there was a member who came to talk to our workers saying that one of the members had died.
啊，现在尸体就留在家里等待啊，车子要把它运到那个啊殡仪馆。
And the body is now in a house waiting transportation to the graveyard.
那个工人就想, 我们这是第一次传到这里, 然后第一次开灵恩会。
And this member was thinking, this is the very first time the preacher is here, and the first time we're having a spiritual convocation.
但是开灵恩会期间一个信徒死了, 那以后怎么传福音?
And if during the spiritual convocation we have somebody who died, how am I going to preach?
所以就暂停聚会, 教会的信徒, 负责人就跑到那个死人的家去祷告。
And so they halted the convocation and went to the household to pray.
整个村庄围着在看。
And so the whole village was watching.
说如果那个死人复活, 我们全村庄都去信耶稣。
And thinking that, oh, if this person resurrects, the whole village will come to believe.
那非洲的房子其实很简单。
And truly, in Africa, the households are very simple.
就是木头钉的, 上面盖这个铝片。
And it's made with wood, and the roof is made with leaves.
铝片啊, zinc, 夏天很热, 好像在烤番薯那个很热。
And so in the summer it was very hot, and it's like an oven.
所以那个工人跟教会负责人就在那祷告很久。
And so the preacher and the and the ministers were all praying at church.
外面啊，围满村庄的人。
And outside were filled with the villages.
那很久很久啊， 那个工人就奉主耶稣的名叫那个名字，那个人叫做腓力亚。
And eventually, the preacher said, in the name of Lord Jesus, Felicia.
很奇妙, 他死了, 过了不多久后就开始呼吸啊。
And miraculously, even though she died, after not too long, she started to breathe again.
以后就活过来了。
And then she resurrected.
真的, 神迹发生了。
And truly, this miracle has occurred.
那有人就问那个工人啊,
And so somebody asked the worker,
你怎么敢呼叫她活过来呢?
How did you have the courage to call her awake?
如果你叫她活过来,她不活, 那怎么办?
What happens if you called her to become alive and she did not resurrect?
她说很奇妙哦, 当你祷告到灵的深处的时候, 自然就有一个意念进到你里面。
And he said that it's really miraculous when you're praying really deeply, then you have a thought comes into your mind.
那个就是神的灵在感动, 意念从神来叫他起来。
And this is through the Spirit of God that is calling her to wake up.
所以我们拜的神是活的, 不是旧约是活的, 在新约时代也活的。
So this God that we worship, he was not only alive in the Old Testament, he is also alive today.
在非洲也活着。
He's alive in Africa.
当然在现在也活着。
And he, of course, he is alive right now.
所以这个神人啊, 伊丽莎就说, 你, 大家说没有办法了, 他说你就拿给众人吃。
And so, although the servant didn't know what to do, Elijah said, just give it to the people to eat.
因为伊丽莎的心啊, 跟神是相通的。
Because Elijah had a heart similar to God.
他会这样讲是因为神说了, 那神说你就放心了, 神负责。
He said this because God had told him this, and so whatever God said, you can entrust in him.
所以我们在侍奉神哦, 最重要是我们跟神的关系。
So whenever we serve the Lord, the most important thing is our relationship with God.
如果我们跟神的关系好, 我们遇到困难哦, 神会感动我们, 要怎么做。
If we have a good relationship with God, then when we run into difficulties, God will inspire us to know what to do.
神会带领我们。
God will guide us.
所以这里讲啊, 神说众人必吃的, 还有剩下。
And so here it says that the people ate and there was left over.
44节。
Verse 44.
众仆人就摆在众人面前, 他们吃的, 果然还有剩下。 所以神讲的, 接着先知讲的, 就应验了。
And so whatever the prophet said, what God has said has come true.
那这个见证以后就发生在主耶稣五个饼两条鱼变饼给五千个人吃, 所以神没有改变。
And so the same miracle occurred in Jesus when he fed the 5,000 with the five loaves and two fishes.
你如果搜寻我们真耶稣教一些见证, 也有这一种见证。
And if you search through our TJC testimonies, you'll find similar testimonies.
所以我们拜的神, 是没有改变。
And so this God that we worship is unchanging.
这个恩典非常的清楚。
And this grace is very clear.
好, 那我们现在再回来看第六章。
So let's continue to look at chapter 6.
第六章的第一节到第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
这个第一节到第七节啊，哦，在我们的讲义 D 啊。
So if we look at verse 1 to 7.
那我只是列重点啊，没有列细部。
I will only highlight the important parts.
因为以前我常常列细部，到最后讲来讲去，那个细部都没有讲到，讲一些都没有列出来。
Because I used to talk about the details, and we never get through the passage.
所以以后就列重点就好。
And so from now on, I'll only highlight the important parts.
细部记在头脑。
And we can remember the details.
那讲来讲去啊，这都不每个地方讲同一个题目讲出来不太一样。
But everywhere I go, although I was talking about the same topic, it is different.
好，那我们看第六章。
So let's look at
第一节。
First one.
先知门徒对伊丽莎说：“看啊，我们同你所住的地方过于狭窄。”第二节。
Verse 2.
求你容我们往约旦河去，从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。他说：“你们去吧。”这里先知的门徒啊，就来问伊丽莎：“我们住的地方太小了。”
And so here we can see the company of prophets said, "Oh, the place we are living is too small."
我想去问问大家哈，我们现在住的房子哈，多大叫做太小？
So I'd like to ask everyone, here, how big would be too small?
多大叫做刚刚好？多大叫做太小
？How big is required for it to be just right? And how big would an area be before it's too small?
如果你去 Google 查查看哦
，If you look in Google，
1950年代盖的房子
，In 1956 the house is built then。
它盖它的平均面积差不多。我如果我没有记错，大概1400到1500平方尺。
The average household was 1700 square feet.
1400到1500。
1400。
那现在盖的房子
And the house is built today.
大概已经快要加倍。
It's almost double.
所以现在人住的房子越来越大。
And so the houses we live in is bigger and bigger.
所以什么叫做太大太小，就是看你是1950年代的人还是现在的人。
And so whether the house is too big or too small, it depends whether you were living in 1956 or now.
那第二个就是看我们个人。
And next, it depends on each of us.
我刚刚结婚的时候就住一个 two-bedroom apartment.
Right after I got married, I lived in a two-bedroom apartment.
住久了觉得刚刚搬进去的时候觉得哇很好啊 ，two-bedroom。我以前住的不是 one-bedroom.
And when we first moved in, I felt, oh, this is great. I have two-bedroom. I used to only have one.
那住久了会发现好像小了一点。
But after we lived there for a while, it felt like it was smaller.
那后来就买了一个房子。
And later on, we bought a house.
其实说买了一个房子，大部分都是银行的钱。
And when I say I bought a house, it was mostly the bank's money.
就多了一些，觉得很好。
So we had more space, and it seemed very good.
但过了不多久以后，觉得太小了一点。
But after we lived there for a while, it again felt a little too small.
所以我才知道一个人他那个欲望会一直增加。
And so this is how I knew that a man's desire will continue to increase.
那现在人房子这么大。
And now we have such big houses.
为什么会变成这么大？
Why would it become so big?
主要两个原因。
There are two reasons.
因为1950年代的人这个小孩子一放学就到外面去打球、去散跑、去做什么很多户外活动。
First of all, in 1956, when the children are done school, they'd go outside and they'd play and they'd have a lot of activities outside.
那现在大家就知道你的孩子、孙子回来。有没有去外面
？But now you guys know, when your kids or your grandkids come home,
是不是
will they go out?
玩手机，
Or are they at home playing on their phone?
所以室内的运动越来越多，所以房子要大。
And so, the they have more and more activities at home, so they need more space.
那第二个原因呢?
And the second reason?
就是堆东西啊。
Is that we have more stuff.
这里 on sale, 便宜就买, 那里 on sale, 便宜就买。
And it's on sale over here, and it's cheap over there, so we buy from here and there.
你到 Costco 去啊, 这个要买一包才是便宜, 好, 大包就搬回来。
And if we go to Costco, well, you have to buy in bulk before it's cheap, so we'll buy the whole thing.
那平常我没有感觉哦, 搬家你就知道。
And normally we have no emotion to this except when we have to move.
我搬过好几次。
I've had to move a few times.
预定跟那个搬家公司说, 2天我就可以打包好, 你就来载。
And I've told the moving company I will be done packing in 2 days.
已经第二天下午了, 打包不到一半。
But it is already the halfway through the second day, and I'm already not half, and I'm barely through.
怎么那个橱子打开来，这里也有，那里也有，很多都是没有用过的。
How is it that I open this cabinet and that drawer, and I see all the stuff that I've never used before?
所以现在很多人都是用那个空间来堆东西呀。
And so a lot of people will use the space to pile up storage.
所以这个地方讲哦，这个地方住得太狭窄。
And so here it says, oh, the place is too small for us.
但是为什么以利沙他不会感觉到太狭窄?
But why was it Elijah did not feel this?
那门徒就感觉到太狭窄。
But the prophets, the company of prophets felt this.
这个就是大家的欲望不一样。And
this is that they have different desires.
那太狭窄怎么办? 就盖房子啊。And
what happens if it's too small? Well, just build a bigger place.
容我们往 约旦河去,
so we go to Jordan and we each grab a pole, then we can build a new place to live.
信仰生活本身不是要约束，不是说要控制我们什么可以做，什么不能做。
And so being the Bible does not control us in terms of how we need to live.
而是说，当我们的内心如果有得到满足啊。 我们对外在的需求，就很有弹性了。
But it is about having contentment in our heart, because once we're content, then we will not be influenced by this world.
所以圣经里面才讲要知足。
And so this is why the Bible says we have to have self-control.
好，我现在问问大家你想想看，圣经哪一个地方讲要知足？那个知足的标准是什么？
And so I ask you, where in the Bible does it tell us we need self-control, and what is the standard for self-control?
找找看, 新约圣经, 保罗的书信,
so it's in the New Testament.
知足的标准是什么?
And it's written by Paul, an epistle by Paul.
在提摩太前后书, 找找看。
It's in 1st or 2nd Timothy. Take a look.
第六章,
1st Timothy chapter 6.
第六节,
verse 6.
提摩太前书六章六节,
1st Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力, 第七节,
7.
因我们没有带什么到世上来, 也不能带什么去, 第八节,
8.
有衣有食就当知足，所以知足的标准是什么？
So what is the standard for contentment?
有衣有食。
Is that we have food and we have clothing?
现在我问大家两个问题。
So I'll ask you two questions.
第一个，
First,
我们当中有谁还没有达到有衣有食的阶段？ 举手。
Who among us have not reached this requirement of having food or clothing?
没有啊，全部都有衣有食，是不是？ 第二个问题,
no one, everyone has food and contentment. So the second question.
我对我的生活已经非常知足了, 举手。
Who is very content with their lives? Raise your hand.
感谢主, 所以如果没有知足, 有一个很好的方法。
So if you're not content, there's a very good method.
我们1月有那个非洲志工班可以报名。
You can sign up for the African ministry training.
NATS完去报名非洲志工班。
After you're done, NATS, go sign up for the African ministry training.
那报名完, 2022年做义工去非洲跑一趟。
And after you're done the training, then in 2022, go for a missionary training.
然后跟非洲人住在一起。
and go live with those in Africa.
哦、然后吃他们的地俗
and eat their local food.
那个是 organic.
It is purely organic. 哦、
非常好啊
It's very good for you.
啊、哦，睡他们的床
and you sleep in their beds.
喝他们的水
and drink their water.
哦，回来哦。
And when you come back,
你会真的有益有食，非常感谢神啊！我比非洲人好的很多。
When you come back, you'll know you have food and clothing.
哦，啊，所以以利沙住得很好啊，但是他的门徒觉得太小了。
So Elijah lived very well, but his disciples felt it was too small.
那到底是大多大才叫做大，多小才太小，就是知足了。
And so, how big is too big, or how big is just enough? And this is based on your contentment.
那这个地方哦，是指着住的地方。
And this is referring to where we live.
哦，但是这个房子也可以把它想做教会。
But you can also imagine the household as the church.
哦，有时候我们是倒过来的哦。
Sometimes we flip it around.
哦，自己住的地方啊，真的不够好，不够大，所以要多赚一点钱哦，弄得更好更大。
That we'll feel like, oh, where we live, it's not big enough. We need to have it better, more beautiful.
那教会呢，差不多了。
But the church, it's good enough.
哦，是不是这样？大部分是不是这样？教会差不多了，但是我的还不够好。
Do we not feel this way? Oh, we need more ourselves, but the church is good enough.
好，那我们现在把它倒过来哦。
And so when we flip it around,
啊，我们就觉得感谢神啊，啊，知足了。
Then we will feel like thank God, and we will be content.
啊，教会，我们这个教会哦还不够好。
But our church is not good enough.
我讲的不够好，不是指着硬体啊，建筑物。
And when I'm saying that it's not good enough, I'm not talking about the structure of this building.
啊，是指着我们教会是神的家。
But I'm saying that this church is God's household.
啊，这个太过于狭窄。我们的信徒还不够多。
And that we don't have enough members.
啊，那我们就会上山取木料来盖教会。
And that we will go up the mountain to find material to build this church.
所以对教会要有不满足感。
And so for this church, we have to be discontent.
用圣经的标准来比较，我们教会还不够好。
We have to feel that, oh, it is not good enough and use the biblical standard to compare to.
这样啊，我们才教会就会一直进步。
And in this way, our church will continue to improve.
哦，所以要上山去啊，砍木料。
And so we have to go up the mountain to get the material.
每一个人啊，要带一些材料来建筑我们的教会。
And cut down a pole so each of us can have something to bring to build the church.
好，我们可以回到第六章。
So let's turn back to chapter 6.
第六章的第三节
Chapter 6, verse 3.
有一个人求你的仆人同去啊，人说求你与仆人同去，伊丽莎说我可以去。
And so here we had a servant who asked Elijah to come with him.
啊，所以这一个仆人哦，这个第三节这个仆人做了一个很重要的请求。
And so in verse 3, we can see the servant, he made an important request.
伊丽莎，你跟我们一起去。
Elijah, please come with us.
我们知道哦，伊丽莎身上有伊利亚的衣服。
We know that Elijah had the cloak of Elijah.
所以他不只有先知的职分，他还有神的同在。
So not only did he have the designation of a prophet, but he also had God's abidance.
那我们要去砍木头，你跟我们一起去吧。
And so, oh, we're going to go cut some wood down. Why don't you come with us?
好，我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
于是伊丽莎与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。第五节。
Verse 5.
有人砍树的时候，斧头掉在水里，就哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。这里讲在砍树的时候，斧头忽然脱落了，就掉在水里。
And here it says that when they were cutting down the tree, an axe head fell into the water.
那斧头掉在水里，你就没有东西可以砍树啊。
And when the axe head falls in the water, you have nothing to cut the trees with.
没有东西可以砍树，就没有木头可以回来盖房子啊。
And if you have nothing to cut the wood with, then you have nothing to bring back to build the house.
所以一切都停止啊。
So everything halts.
那怎么把这个斧头弄上来呢？
So how do we bring this axe head up?
那我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
人们问说掉在哪里？
The man of God asked, where did it fall?
他将那个地方指给伊丽莎看。
And he showed him the place.
伊丽莎就砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来。
So Elijah cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float.
所以这一根木头很好用啊。
So this,
抛下去，斧头就跑上来了。
The stick is very useful. Oh, you throw it in the water and the iron will float.
那斧头扛包上来就继续可以砍木头来盖我们的房子。
And once the iron floats, then you can continue with the work to build, cut down the wood to build the house.
哦，以利沙把这根木头抛在水里。
And Elijah, he threw this stick into the water.
啊，这个木头是什么？
What is this wood?
也可以代表主耶稣的十字架的救恩。
The stick can also represent the cross of Jesus, the true salvation.
我们如果失去了从神来的能力跟权柄。
That if we lose the power from and authority from God.
虽然我们有那个理想，我们教会要盖成怎么样子，我们的圣工要发展到什么样子。
Although we have the plan and the thinking of how we want to build this church and where we want to head.
但是那个斧头掉在水里，你就没有那个工具，没有那个力量。
But once the axe head falls in the water, then we don't have the tool and we don't have the power.
所以理想是有，没有斧头，没有办法达到理想。
So although we have the plan, without the tool, and if the tool's in the water, then we cannot accomplish this plan.
那靠着主耶稣的救恩我们祷告神给我们那个斧头，就是从神来的能力。
But through our prayers, then Jesus will give us this stick of wood, which is the strength.
那我们有了那个能力以后，就可以继续再来扩建我们的教会。
And once we have the strength of the truth, then we can continue building our church.
所以我们在生活当中
And so in our lives,
如果有神与我们同在
If we have God with us,
我们内心得到满足
Then we will be content in our heart,
我们对外在物质的需要就很有弹性
And then we have a lot of flexibility in our daily needs.
我们现在来学来看腓立比书
So let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
十一节。
Verse 11.
腓立比书四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 11.
我不是因缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这我是已经学会了。十二节。
12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。这个地方讲，我都学会了。
And so here it says that I have learned the secret.
怎么学
？And how did he learn？
前面说，无论什么境况，我都可以知足。
That in any circumstances I can be content.
如果这个学会了什么的卑贱丰富我都可以，都可以的，都可以，都可以处理得很好。
Then if you learn the secret, then in any situation, whether you're in difficulty or struggle, you can overcome it.
所以有时候魔鬼好像在钓鱼啊。
So sometimes the devil is almost like he's fishing.
如果我们的信仰没有从神得到满足。
That if our faith is not content in God.
很可能迟早会被魔鬼钓到。
Then we might be baited by Satan.
你看魔鬼用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
You see that the devil will use the pride of our eyes, the lust of our flesh.
那个钓钩是很猛的，但是今天包了一个鱼籍，叫做肉体的情欲。
He will put in front of us a bait, which is the desires of our flesh.
如果那个鱼吃饱了，你钓不到它，因为它不会吃，它已经饱了。
If the fish is full, then you cannot bait it because it is already full.
这个鱼籍不管用，它不吃。好，那现在换一个眼目的情欲。那这个是钩外面包的快乐。
And if you're already full, then he might try to switch bait and put the lust of your eyes and wrap it up so that all you see is happiness.
又钓不到然后再换一个今生的骄傲，这是钩外面再包上的有一种满足。
And if this does not work, you might switch it for wealth to and wrap it up with your desires.
如果我们在信仰上从神得到满足
，If in our faith we are content in God,
就不会被魔鬼钓到了。
Then we will not be baited by Satan.
如果心是空的
，If our heart is empty,
迟早会被魔鬼钓到。
Then we will easily be baited by Satan.
所以要知足。
And so we have to learn to be content.
那知足是从神满足我们的心来的。
And contentment comes from God filling our heart.
那这样我们信仰就可以得胜。
and then our faith can overcome.
好，我们一起。